player District 5 matchup between the Orleans Falcons and the Tri-County Trojans. We will be ready for the game in just about 7 minutes or so, and we'll be back with your Court and State Bank starting lineups in just a moment after these messages from our sponsors. Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheridan is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealership. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheridan. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheridan. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body and Sheridan to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. Their home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust. They're second mortgage loan specialists from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life better. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate agent, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every eye. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a home for whatever you need. It offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Rupp Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Red Dough Pizza, Corydon. Red Dough Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction.
call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers' end-to-end continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. And we are back. The national anthem has been sung by a cheerleader from Tri-County. And we are ready for your Corydon State Bank starting lineups, brought to you by the Corydon State Bank. For the Trojans, starting with the ball at center, Ethan Bayer, number 57. Right guard, number 69, Kyle Lear. And the left guard, number 45, Jacob Weber. Quarterback for the Trojans, number 10, Nick Watts. His tight ends are number 5, Austin Blythe, and number 26, Trenton Stanky. And behind him, fullback number 2, Josh Edmondson, and tailback number 3, Zach Kitzman. Those are your Corydon State Bank starting lineups for Tri-County. And tonight for the Falcons, the defense being introduced. And on the line, number 3, Carson Kiefer. Kiefer, number 3 on the line. Joining him, his first game back for the season. Glad to have number 21, Rich Downard, on the defensive line. He'll be joined by Tate Van Dyne, number 45, Blade Baker, number 24. And your linebackers for the Falcons, number 15, Ethan Horton, number 10, Clayton Kiefer, and your D-backs are number 4, Trent Carpenter, and number 12, Dylan Lane. So those are your Corydon State Bank starting lineups for the Trojans and the Falcons. And the Falcons will be kicking off to begin the game, and as I see it, they will be moving from right to left down the field. Dylan Lane has it teed up. Dylan with 11 touchbacks on the season. That's number 1 in the district, and he will have the breeze mostly at his back. It's kind of a sticky night here in Thornburg, but wind mostly behind Dylan. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is underway. It's high but short, caught at the 5, and brought back this way, where Downard immediately gets into action, tackling the return man at the 15. Kitzman with the 10-yard return. And Tri-County will start it up from just across their own 15-yard line. We're underway in Thornburg, 11:54 to go in the first quarter. And the handoff around to the left side is, I believe, Stanky, and looks like Clayton Kiefer into the backfield tackles him for a loss. And that'll be spotted at 14. And it'll be second down for Tri-County. Second and about 12. Handoff is up the middle. Baker and Carson Kiefer, I believe, in on that one. Carson with the initial contact, and Blade helped him out. So no gain on that. Maybe a loss of a little bit. ball is still on the 14, and it's third and about 12 for the Trojans. Now from the gun, Watts throws to the left. It's complete and driven out of bounds by Carson, right around the original line of scrimmage.
Picked up five on the play. Fourth and long for the Trojans.
So gained back what they've lost on the first three downs, and his fourth down, or first two downs, is fourth down now. From around the 15. Punt formation for Tri-County. Carpenter stands on his own 35. The punt will back him up to the 28, and he'll take it from there. Stiff arms to get a little free. Heads up the middle now down to the right side. Looks like he's free to the house. Trent Carpenter with a 52-yard punt return, his first touchdown of the year on a punt return. And the Falcons are on the board with 10:40 to go in the first quarter. Lane brings the kicking tee in to attempt the PAT. Breeze is almost a cross breeze now, right to left. The snap and holder fine. Kick is high enough, long enough, good enough, and the Falcons lead 7-0. So Lane takes an early 7-0 lead with 10:40 to go in the first quarter. And Dylan will head back and take the kicking tee back and grab the other to kick off for Chambers and Ralph Law from kickoff in just a moment. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. And Lane's boot is low this time, and it bounced, and it's fielded in the end zone for a touchback. His 12th of the season. Are from their own 15. Tri-County were put in play for the second time. Some games getting started early tonight. We'll give you some scores here in just a moment. And you can flag down on the play. You can check your Thunderbolt app and get the scores for yourself. Handy dandy little app. You can listen to us on it as well. Procedure penalty. Backs Tri-County up five more. And so from their own 10, the pitch is coming to the right side, breaking one tackle and getting out over the 10 to the 13. Is number three, Zach Kitzman. And the ball was loose and ruled a fumble. Lane picks it up and has the ball at the 13. So, great start for the Falcons. Not sure who got the fumble recovery on that. But the Falcons are in play. Clayton in motion gets the handoff from Dylan. Stiff arm in the backfield, gets around the right side, trying to get the corner. He's got it, hustling toward the corner, in for the touchdown to the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Clayton Keeper with a 13-yard run on first down into the end zone for a touchdown. And the Falcons lead for the moment 13-0, PAT pending. That comes at the 10:21 mark here in the first quarter. Snap is fine. Hold is good. Kick is low and to the left. It is no good. And the Falcons hold on to a 13-0 lead with 10:21 to go in the first quarter. A third quarter score, Albia 21, PCM Monroe 6. BGM of Brooklyn leads North Mahaska 6-0. Bondurant Farrar 42, Clark 0. Carlisle over Knoxville 21-7 in the second quarter. And we'll have more for you in just a little bit. Right now, Lane has it teed up for your Chambers and Wealth Law Firm kickoff. Ball spotted at the 30. Downered in on the kick team as well, I see. Standing just to Lane's left. Good boot by Dylan will make it to the end zone for a touchback. And again, Lane leading the district in touchbacks, that being his 13th on the season, and he's missed two games, so a great start for Dylan. 13-yard run by Clayton Kiefer puts the Falcons ahead 13-0. We're in the first quarter in Thornburg. Wayne leads Tri-County. Run to the left side is Kitzman, tackled by Clayton. And he gets out just over the 17. It'll be second down for Tri-County from their own 17. Backs in the eye behind Watts, the handoff to the fullback, and he's hit immediately by Carson. Keeper on that one. Josh Edmondson on the carry. Give him a yard, though. Run the 18 now. It'll be third down for Tri-County. Third and about seven. They've got a couple of receivers out to the right, one to the left. And Watts from the gun, looking to put it up under pressure, and he's hit and goes down. And it looks like Overstreet was the first to him, got a little help, and maybe lost half a yard on the play. We'll call it from the 17. They will look to punt, and Carpenter stands at his 30. Snap is fine. Punt is a good one. Carpenter retreats and lets it bounce, and it takes a Tri-County bounce. We'll be down just inside the 20, and Wayne will put the ball in play from there. So from their own 20, Wayne at 8:42 in the first quarter, leading 13-0. Carpenter heads out to the right. Tyler Jameson splits out to the left. And the keeper's behind Lane. Takes it, throwing deep. He's looking for Carpenter, and he will not connect. Incomplete on the Falcons sideline. Second down. So it'll be second and 10 from the 20. Clayton Kiefer will come out for this play, as will Jameson. 8:36 to go in quarter number one. Ethan Horton and Carpenter to the left. Rolling to his right is Lane. He's got Downard in front of him, throws behind him, incomplete. Third and 10 from the Falcon 20, leading 13-0 here in the first quarter. Downard stays in the game. He's on the left end. Carpenter out to the right. The handoff up the middle to Clayton. He's free. He's got some room in the secondary. He's got one man to beat at the 20, 15, 10, 5, to the house.
Clayton Keeper with a 60-yard touchdown run. Two touches, two touchdowns for Clayton Keeper. Looks eerily like last week's game. And with 8:21 to go in the first quarter, Falcons lead 19-0. Dylan Lane on for the PAT attempt. Good snap. Good kick. And add one more for the Falcons. Score now with 8:21 to go in the first quarter is Lane 20, Tri-County 0. 8:21 to go in the first quarter. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. And Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is coming. Ball's on the tee. And Lane retreats. He's got Keaton Nickel, Clayton Keeper, Ridge Downer to his left. And Lane puts the boot up, heading toward the left side and into the end zone for a third touchback of the game. Tri-County will start once again from their own 15. Watts, the quarterback for Tri-County, one of the better ones in the district. Of course, we like to think Dylan Lane's one of the better ones in the district also. Hand off up the middle and gets some yardage. Finished off by Baker, but it was Carson Kiefer to grab him first for the Falcons. And gets out to the 19, give him four. Second down for Tri-County. From the gun, low snap, a little bit of trouble. Watts picks it up. Carson grabs him, gets some help, but still moving the pile forward. It gets out over the 20. And Nick Watts gets out to the 23, picks up four. Made something out of nothing there. And big third and almost three for the Falcon defense. Draven Jellison in at defensive tackle there. And Tri-County takes a Bread Dough Pizza timeout. If you're looking for a good timeout with your family, go to Bread Dough Pizza on the Corydon Square. Wants to talk about this. It's third and about three. And they are really needing some offensive momentum. Have yet to get a first down. Then again, the Falcons have yet to get a first down also. Looking for their first Nissan Pharmacy first down. Clayton Keeper with two carries, 73 yards, two touchdowns at this point. Two pass attempts by Dylan Lane have both fallen incomplete. And that's your offense. A 52-yard punt return by Trent Carpenter. At the 10:40 mark of the first period, the Falcons converted the PAT for a 7-0 lead. Picked up a fumble, and Keeper finished it off with a 13-yard run himself. From the gun, Watts. Third down, hands it off up the middle. It looks like first down yardage. And Josh Edmondson picks it up for Tri-County. That'll be a first down for the Trojans at the Falcon 27. Or I'm sorry, at the Tri-County 27. had you worried. And the handoff's to the right side. Carpenter's in on that one. Lane helps cut finish. I think maybe Baker made the initial contact. It was in the linebacker area. Blade may have lost a strap on his chest pads, and he got it. So the ball's out to 30. Pick up a 3 on that one. Second and a little over 7. Handoff up the middle. Kitzman spun around by Downard and tackled at the 33. Third down now. About 5 more to go. The ball's on the 33-yard line. We're under 6 to go in the first quarter. It's Wayne 20, Tri-County 0. Hoping to get a game in before any really bad weather. Oh, and hit immediately in the backfield. Taken down as soon as he got the ball. And that was Draven Jellison on that hit. And the ball is now back at the 31, loss of 2 on the play. And the punt, Carpenter lets bounce, and it hits around the 20 and won't go much beyond that. Ball is down. Carpenter not even attempting that one. And first down for the Falcons. We'll call it from their own 19. Carpenter out to the right, Horton to the left. Carson in the backfield behind Lane under center, dropping straight back, throwing over the middle, complete to Jamison, and he will be brought down out near the 35. And that'll be your first Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Ball sits on the 35, a gain of 16. And the Falcons will have first down from their own 35 now, leading 20-0 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Carson, the only back behind Dillon. Now another pass over the middle again to Jamison. He's got it, got a little bit of room. Stiff arm frees him up. He's up to 20, 15, 10. He's inside, heading the corner, gets inside the 5. Just the same little quick dump right up the gut. Ball is spotted at inside the 2, it looks like. Give him 33. And Carpenter in and gets the handoff, heading to the right side, driving his legs, but I think he's going to be stopped short. No signal yet from the officials. Apparently not in, so Trent unable to punch it in on first down. Neeson Pharmacy first down there. That Falcons will see second down for the first time tonight. Ball's now on the 1. Second and goal for the Falcons inside the Better Equipment red zone from the gun. Receivers both directions. Lane over the middle. Pass complete. Touchdown to Ethan Horton.
Number 15, Horton. Touchdown.
1 yard touchdown pass from Lane to Horton. And with 3:53 to go in the first quarter, Falcons are in the end zone and looking to add a PAT here by Lane's right foot. Snap. The kick is high enough and through the uprights. Lane scores one more for the Falcons, and that makes your score 27-0 in favor of Lane over the Tri-County Trojans here from Thornburg tonight.
Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1SPYOURVOYCE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA.
The Falcons lead Tri-County 27-0 with 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Set for your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is Dylan Lane. Here he comes and puts his foot into it, and it's a high end-over-end kick fielded in the end zone for a touchback. I think he's going to put it in the end zone pretty much every time heading that direction. But the Falcons will turn and head the other way in 3:53, and we'll see what happens then. A little bit of a breeze helping him out in that direction, but it's also a lot right to left. Some changes on the Falcon defensive line. Aaron Hornberger, number 76 in at tackle. Carson dropping back into a linebacker position. Lane expecting a pass, it looks like, in motion, and now fakes the pitch, heading, throwing to the left side, complete. Driven out of bounds by Horton. And they're going to spot that right back on the 15. So no gain on the play, but it is a complete pass.
No gain on the play.
Second and 10. Clock has stopped with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 27-0. We've had beautiful weather every week so far this year, and hopefully we can get it the rest of the year going out. Run up the middle is going to pick up close to five, and that is Josh Edmondson. So from the 20, it'll be third down and five. Falcon defense digging in, and Watts will come in under center with backs in the eye behind him, and it's a quarterback draw. He has not all of the five he needs. It looks like he's going to be a little bit short. Gets about three of them, though, and it'll be fourth and two from their own 23. And there'll be no punt this time. Tri-County going for it. Handoff up the middle, and it looks like the spot is going to be a first down. So, first down for Tri-County at their own 25. Baker Hornberger. And Downard, Tate Van Dyne, Hornberger and Downard are your linemen. Coming in, passes to the left, little screen out to the outside, gets about 5 yards, brought down by Carson. Just a little quick screen pass to the outside and picks up a little more than 5 yards. Out over their own 30 to about the 31. Second down now for Tri-County, 1:38 to go and counting in the first quarter, dropping straight back. Watts pump fakes, he's rolling to the right, he's throwing it long, he's got a man. It's in and out of the hands of Josh Edmondson, incomplete. He had Lane beaten and dropped it at the 20, or that would have been 6 points. can't put that one on Watts' shoulders. But it's incomplete. Third and five for Tri-County now. Wayne leading 27-0 with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Under center, back to the eye behind him. Watts looks things over. Wayne coming up, expecting a run to the tailback, and he's getting some yardage and out near the 35, but he's going to be, I think, short of a first down. Going to be about a yard short. Ball's about a foot short of the 35-yard line, and they got to get a couple feet over. So fourth down now. Rolling to the right, throwing. Watts complete. Near sideline. Carpenter tackles him, but not before Steinke. He gets a Trojan first down. And they have the ball in Falcon territory at the 35. About a 10-yard pickup there on fourth and one. So Tri-County from the Falcon 35 with under a half minute to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 27-0. Shotgun and pump fake, throwing it long. Nice spiral up in the air, incomplete. Carson covers Kitzman, three on three, I guess. They're both of them number three, and the incomplete pass will make second and 10 from the Falcon 35. seconds to go in the first quarter. Tri-County marching into the wind right now. Hand off the fullback, and not much there. Wow, big hit on the line by, can't tell yet, Jellison, I think. Gets it just across the 35. We'll give him one. And that'll end the first quarter. With Wayne leading 27-0, Tri-County with the ball just inside the Falcon 35. A good start for the Falcons. Four touchdowns on the board, and the first quarter is in the books here from Thornburg, and we'll be back right after this. Windstream. AIIP recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what AIIP did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless per year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And we are ready to begin the second quarter. In the fourth quarter, Albia leads PCM Monroe 42-6. Eddieville leading Wapello 12-8. Edmondson in motion now settles on the left side. Rolling left is Watts, throwing against his body and ruled incomplete at the 20, defended by Carson and Dylan Lane. And ruled incomplete. We'll make it fourth down now. Yeah, incomplete, a short gain, and incomplete. So it's fourth and nearly 10. Ball is just across the Falcon 35. Wayne leading 27-0. BGM Brooklyn over North Mahaska 34-0. That still says first quarter. Watson the gun. Edmondson in motion, now heading downfield. Three receivers running routes. He's throwing deep, and Carson turns around to try to catch it. Flag goes down. Carson appeared to be playing the ball. I'm not sure what the flag's going to be. He was closing fast. It is against the Falcons. And that fourth down play will be a 15-yard penalty, and that'll be enough for a first down for Troy County. Now the ball sits at Wayne 20. Well, I guess they... A 14.5-yard penalty. And ball sits at Falcon 20. Watts now, shovel pass, complete, and it's Edmondson. The gets nearly to the 15. It's at the 16. Giving four of the Falcons 16 now, second down. Second in a short six. 11 minutes to go in quarter number two. Wayne leading 27-0. Tri-County moving down the field. Hand off of the middle. Not much there. Tate Van Dyne with the tackle.
Tackle by number 45, Tate Van Dyne.
But he'll get it inside the 15. So pick up a yard there.
Picked up about two, third, four.
And now just inside the 15, 10:35 to go. Second quarter, Wayne ahead of Troy County, 27-0. Big third down for the Falcons. It's four down territory, but handoff up the middle. Gets across the 15 again and brought down by Downard and Baker on the tackle. To the 18. I'm sorry, the 13. So it's fourth down now and about three. Tri-County with the ball. Watts in the gun, hands it off up the middle, and it's Kitzman, and he's going to have enough for a Tri-County first down. Inside the 10, down near the 5, pickup of 8 for Kitzman. First and goal for the Trojans at the Falcon 5. Conversion on a fourth down. That one, I think, is going to come back to haunt the Falcons on the scoreboard. Second quarter action, 9:15 to go. Watts getting things straight with the backs behind him. Jacob Bombi is in. Watts with the run to the right side and gets a yard or two after contact. Down to, we'll call it the 6, loss of a yard. It'll be second down and goal to go. Tri-County's ball on the Wayne 6 with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. Falcon defense is in there and ready. Flag down. Took a while for that to get played, so it'll be loss of 5 on the delay of game penalty against Tri-County. And it's still second and goal, but now the ball sits at Wayne's 11-yard line. 8:22 to go in quarter number 2, with Wayne leading Tri-County 27-0. Two receivers to the left. One back with Watts. Shotgun, pump fake, left, throwing left. Carson turning back. Incomplete. Rep reaching for the flag, and he throws it in the end zone. I think that's going to be against Carson Kiefer for interference in the end zone. We'll wait and see the official. The pass interference against Wayne. That was in the end zone. But they march it off half the distance, put the ball at the 6. So it's still second down, and trading penalties there. They have third down on the chain gang, but I think it's only second still. Watts looking under some pressure now, throwing to the left side, no one near him, incomplete, threw it into a safe place. But and there's another marker down. I believe they're going to point in the direction of the Trojans on this one, and they're talking to Lane. I can't imagine that you don't take the yards. And the flag resting at the 14, so 10 yards from there would back the Trojans up to the Falcon 24. From the spot of the foul, so now from the Falcon 24, it should still be second, third down now. Throwing it and completing it over the middle, and Stanky has it, and Watts completes it. Stanky gets inside the Falcon 15 to the 14. Pick up a 10 on the play.
Back inside the 15 to the 14, turn line. Fourth and goal.
So now it'll be fourth down for Tri-County at the Falcon 14, fourth and goal. 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And from the gun, not much pressure, into the end zone. And diving for it was Lane, but he's better off letting it go. And turnover on downs gives the Falcons the ball at their own 14, avoiding giving up some points there. A good opportunity for the Trojans, but the Falcons hold. And we'll take the ball now with at their own 14 with 7:23. That's a big moment and a Great Western Bank. Great play. Handoff is to Clayton on the left side. He's got some room. He's out over the 40. One man to beat is Watts, and Watts takes him down inside the 25. Just the third carry for Kiefer, and he'll be over 100 yards, I believe, now. Ball will be spotted at the 23. So 17 and 26 would be a 43-yard run there for Kiefer. And he's already got 73, so he's over 100 yards on his first three carries tonight. Lane rolling to his right. Nothing much there. He tries to throw it anyway to a downer, incomplete. Looked like his arm was hit as he was following through and shortened it. Just that play never developed for the Falcons as the Trojans were into the Falcon backfield, putting pressure on Lane. So the keeper run gives the Falcons a Neeson Pharmacy first down.